Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Live with Kathy on the ever-popular Blog Talk Radio. Reaching the world. Discover what the world has to say. And if the procession of the nobles didn't wake you up and just get you excited about today, then I really don't think much will. Beautiful day, in Chicagoland. The sun is shining. And do you know what? We've had about 1 week of 80 to 90 degrees. Isn't that delicious? Live with Kathy. The call-in number is 347, the guest calling number, and you're all invited, 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. You could email me at kathystudio at sbcglobal.net. And I love to get letters. Would you like to write to me? Post office box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And be sure and log on to my website, simplyageless.net, or KathyWatsonSpeaks.com, C-A-T-H-I. And if you would like to speak to me up close and personal, hey, in your bucket list, have you ever thought of wanting to be a radio personality? I could make it happen. Call me at 847-882-717. Live with Kathy is sponsor-driven, but not in the sense that you're aware of. It's a learning curve. Blog Talk Radio is a powerful, powerful marketing tool that you could laugh your way to health and happiness while learning, discovering the authentic you. Oh, how exciting. And it doesn't cost a bundle. Yeah, there's an introductory offer for radio wannabes, 10 weeks, you call me, I call you back, and let's see if we resonate. Don't go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart. Let your voice be heard. 2015. There's a book inside of you. You know, I don't know what your purpose is. I really don't. So whatever it is, if you want to share it with the world, then give me a call. Get in touch with me. Now the show is archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, C-A-T-H-I, and click on any of the buttons to hear any of the shows. And the topics are eclectic, maybe controversial, but never boring. And every now and again, I do kind of step out of my zone and I talk about politics. I talk about the crazies in the world. And you've heard me say time and time again that in 2000, I thought, oh, this is going to be an exciting decade. Race consciousness is going to come together. And we're all going to embrace the thought that we can get along together. We can humanize each other and respect each other. You see, I'm pro-choice. I want you to be exactly what you want to be. It's not up to me. It's up to you. And darlings, if you want to come to America, no matter where you are, then let's do it the right way. My papa and my parents from Hungary and Croatia came to America in the early 1900s through Ellis Island. They came here all by themselves. Of course, they were frightened. They couldn't speak English, let alone understand it, but they learned. They said, I want to be an American. They didn't come here to change our ways. They came here to learn what makes America the greatest nation in the world. So I invite all of you, when you come to America, will you promise to do it the right way? Will you promise to become legal? You see, if I were to go to Mexico, Russia, Lithuania, I don't care where, and I wanted to be part of their culture, the first thing I would do is to find out, well, what's the correct way? And then I would learn the language. And then you want to know what? Oh, by the way, I take responsibility for all of my comments. They're mine, not yours. They are mine, not yours. So, you want to come to America, capitalistic, entrepreneurial, then learn the language. And then it occurred to me, the reason why people that come here from Mexico, Spanish speaking, they don't have to. No matter where I go, what I do, it says, do you speak English or Spanish? Well, how are you ever going to learn English if all you're doing is learning Spanish? I would love to be like bilingual. Don't you know that you make more money if you are bilingual? On this day, I am clear that my voice in every form is essential, strong, and powerful. And on this day, I am clear that I want to laugh my way to health and happiness. I'm certified as a laughter yoga teacher. It's an incredible form, and most people don't think about it. But I'll get to that in a little bit, because I want to talk to you about laughter, not only the stress busters, self-concept, our reference group. I'll get to that. But you know that I am a student of science of the mind. Let your voice be heard. I do recall my early days in grammar school when I was not too popular but well-known. I never had a word to say to let my voice be heard. It rang out loud and clear for all the world to hear when I picked up and played on my trombone. Fourth grade band, P. Murphy. I remember my childhood. My voice couldn't be heard. You see, when you were growing up and being raised in an immigrant environment, kids were to be seen, not heard. But I would escape to the forbidden red hill. I would sing and dance at the top of that hill. I didn't care. I see myself twirling around in the weeds and the bugs, and I was singing. I wanted my voice to be heard. And then it came time for the reckoning to go home. But you've already heard that story. I'm going to have to write a book on it. The role model that I had, the universe. You see, the universe allowed me to let me find my destiny. Let me do my work. And then I had to let other people in to help me. That's my mastermind group. When I get stuck, I call my mastermind group. For example, here's a perfect example. I was writing a book, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, The Elixir of Youth. Well, there are my secrets and techniques. Let me tell you, I got some very strong letters from chicken soup people, whoever they are, that I was not allowed to use Secrets of a Spring Chicken, The Elixir of Youth. So I contacted my mastermind group, and Linda said, Taffy, this is a no-brainer. Switch it around. I said, what do you mean? She said, all you have to do is, the title is The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. And it worked. The ebook is available to you. All you have to do is contact me to let me know that you heard the offer on one of my shows. My secrets, my techniques. Look, if you want to reinvent the wheel, be my guest. But there's laughter. There's fun. It gives you a reason for wanting to keep on keeping on. So on this day, and it should be your day too, be clear that your voice in every form is essential, strong, and powerful. And do invite people in. Now, I have to tell you, in the book, The Elixir of Youth, I've got it right here. It's in soft copy, but it's also in a ebook. Now, this is what you need to do. Our reference group, people we come in contact with on a daily basis, are they positive or negative? Do they make you laugh? Negative sabotage our best interest by cropping up their ugly heads when we least expect it. A work in progress. Short circuit negatives by saying to yourself, I canceled that remark, ha ha. The truth for me is I am. And then complete the affirmation, the power of the mind. The power of the mind. Okay, here's your test for 24 hours. Think happy thoughts. Think thoughts, positive thoughts that make you laugh. Do not say or think anything negative. You'll soon find out how powerful negatives are. We need to reprogram our negative self-talk in our computer brain to positive feedback. And you know what? We're all at the effect of our upbringing. We have to clean house. They didn't know. Stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Get rid of it. I want it tossed down the proverbial toilet. Yes, names will hurt you. Words that empower, words that hurt. You see, I routinely clean house. Regarding friends who do not serve me, that don't make me laugh, that don't really make me feel good about myself. I use the percentage formula. Zero to those who contribute nothing to me and I to them. When it's a win-win, then the percentages go up. I do not surround myself with whiners and negative people. I wish them well and release them to their highest good. Did you know that the subconscious is most receptive to new thought patterns just before bed and the first hour when you get up? before bed with feelings and loving acceptance of yourself. Tell yourself how wonderful you are. And accept only the good things that made you laugh during the day and made you feel good about yourself during the day. Now the first hour, this is the first hour, is the rudder of the day. Get up 30 minutes earlier, 15 minutes earlier, and meditate. And then turn on Live with Kathy. You see, while you're meditating, this is your time to program your day. See it. Feel it going the way you want it. You are the Michelangelo of your life. Oh, stress, stress, stress. Did you know that 4 years old laugh up to 300 to 500 times a day? You say boogie and they're just rolling on the floor, laughing hysterically. Not the serious adult. Hardly laughs at all. No. Can't do that. It's too frivolous. Stress is getting in touch with your feelings about something specific is the beginning to the road of catharsis, and stress will cause it. Our bodies are a triangle. Structure, emotional, and physical. Humor is intellectual, a way of viewing the world. We view funny things differently. Laughter is universal. The process involves every major system in the body. It's spiritual, physiological, and emotional. Laughter does not need a reason to be. It's unreasonable, illogical, irrational, and it exists for its own sake. Did you know that many over the age of 90 contribute their longevity to laughing, taking life too seriously? And what about your breathing? And your voice is up here in your throat. And the breath doesn't go beyond your throat. Bellow breathing. Open your mouth. Pretend you're filling your tummy like a water bottle. As you inhale, expand your tummy. Fill it with air. Exhale. Contract it. Laughter, an internal massage. As the diaphragm convulses in laughter, our internal organs get massaged. As we gulp in massive amounts of air, our blood is highly oxygenated. Air that is expelled during laughter has been clocked at 70 miles per hour. So we know our respiratory system is getting a good workout. We also lose muscle control, which relaxes the musculoskeletal system. Did you know that laughter causes our brain to produce hormones called beta endorphins, which reduce pain in our adrenal glands to manufacture cortisol, a natural anti-inflammatory, great for arthritis? I have to do a disclaimer. I'm not medical. Nor do I advise, prescribe, nor suggest any form or method of self-help. When starting anything new, I have to say check with your medical doctor first. Because you see, you can live life laughing in abundant health. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact and Ironworkers. Impact. Manly men. Titanics predict the future. Giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a better informed world. Impact. Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To find out more about them, log on impact-net.org. Cat Live with Kathy, brought to you in part by Ironworkers International, the Dom Perignon of the trades. Do you want a job or a career? Log on ironworkers.org. Did you know that Ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn? You have to qualify. Log on ironworkers.org. Live with Kathy. It's brought to you in part by Hoffman Estates Park District. They won the 2009 gold medal for excellence. And they have a 50-plus club. Rika Koff is the director of the consortium. You don't have to be bored and lonely. It's your choice. Log on heparks.org. Live with Kathy. It's brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre. Our CPA, you have a little tax issue. ahtax@ameritech.net. Edith Nam, get her book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline, A Journey of Miles of Smiles. Get the book, amazon.com, Barnes and Noble. Looks do matter. Oh, yes, they do. I have this incredible unit, Tuaviso. It's all about your face. The World of Tua. Log on, T-U-A, Viso, V-I-S-O, USA.com. And you'll be hearing more and more about it. Pick up the mirror. Do you like what you see? You know that you can look younger than you are, longer than you ever thought possible. Discover how some of the best faces in California, Chicago, the world, guess how they're doing it. Find out how they're doing it. Now you can do Tuaviso handheld, Tuaviso handheld. You could hold your face in the privacy of your home and on the go at your convenience. The World of Tua, reaching the world locally, nationally, and internationally. Tuaviso USA. You see, what gets worse with age gets better. Exercise. You exercise your body. Why not your face? And there are so many benefits, but we'll talk about that later. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, July 31st, more month and money. You want to be the CEO of your own company? Give me a call, 847-882-8717. PSAs, domestic, verbal, and emotional abuse. Left unchecked can be deadly. It's a crime. The Illinois Domestic Abuse Hotline is 877-863-6338. National, 800-799-7233. Con and scam artists. Oh, darling, they're prose at Sweet Talk. Promising a solution to a problem. Companionship for lonely hearts. Hang up. Call the police. Call a family member. Do not give out any personal information. Yeah, I know, all of you octogenarians, 70, 80, 90. Oh, I'm so lonely. Oh, stop the whining. Log on to heparks.org. Get in touch with your park districts, your senior centers, and your libraries. But take this number down. Thank you, ARP. 800-646-2283. The PSAs have been brought to you by People Who Care, the contributing authors and choices. The book is a must-have. It's available at authorhouse.com. It's how we got out of the abyss and got to the mountaintop. Chuck Brazelton, Rhea Smith, Kathy Watson, In Memoriam, Bonnie Rooks, Lee Patrick, Bev Gosset, and Helen, my sister. Nonfiction. Get the book. Scroll down, The Heart of the Lion. Get the book. You know, you've heard it. You know the drill. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, don't you just love laughter? Log on Laughter Yoga and get in touch with, I think her name is Linda. I don't know how to pronounce her last name. But did you know that there are over 20 different ways to laugh? You didn't know that, did you? Ah, okay, let's get rid of that. Good enough. It's universal. Come on. When you're laughing, I mean a good belly laugh, dilation of cardiovascular system, which enables us to keep our flexibility. When we laugh, the heart rate and blood pressure go way up, then drop down below the norm. That's great, and a good thing for those constricted blood vessels, which cause high blood pressure. Come on. Live your life laughing. Europeans think we are insane because competing and comparing. What are you competing for? You know, just about the time, oh, you think that someone has a better house? Well, you're going to get a house just as good. Just about the time you do that, they move on higher, higher and higher. Many people that are laughing are moving higher, which has no end, only new beginnings. New beginnings, new portals, new vistas to enter, to explore. I want you to laugh your way to health and happiness. Today, okay, baby step. Japanese say you have to take a baby step. You're not going to do it all at once. So think of something that really, really made you happy and you just loved it. You loved every minute of it. And today, that is your chore. That I am inviting you to enjoy the best of your day laughing. Until Tuesday, au revoir.